talking about is they move Nick Perry to the middle of those three backs. They have Hacker on the right side. They move him in motion to the left side, adding another end. And as soon as Erla gets the ball, he turns left and pitches it to Cuthrell, and now he's got two ends out there that seal the corner, and he gets to the sideline and gets a nice gain, finally gets a little room to run, and now Cass City has third and about a yard and a half.
Coming out in the T formation, handoff to the third option, and it is across the line of scrimmage out to the 35-yard line. That is number 11, Brad Hacker, out for about 7 yards and a first down in the works, brought down by Trent Cunningham.
And a very nice run play there is, again, they go right up the middle. They send the middle running back through the hole first. He seals the linebacker off, and Hacker gets through the hole. And one guy to beat, and the Laker defender makes the tackle, but a first down now for the Redhawks and a much-needed one at that.
It's a handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell. He's across the 40-yard line and continues to march forward out to the 41-yard line. Finally brought down by Hunter Seeley after a 6-yard gain. Now second and 4 from the 41 of Cass City, left to right across the radio.
Finally a little something in the Cass City offense, a little fire in this running game as they're finally getting 5 or 6 yards on first down on the ground. Second down and 4 coming up, and looks like no change. They're going to have 3 running backs in that wing T formation behind Erla.
Trailing Lakers 14-0 as a handoff to the third option out of the backfield. It's another handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell, and he's out for another 5 yards, maybe even 6 yards, brought down by James Stork. Moves the chains for Cass City yet again. This time they're at the 47-yard line of their own territory, marching down the field, trailing by 14.
Yeah, I'm very confused because their best running back in the first half was Brandon Horn, and I think he's on the sideline. They put Hacker in the game, so I'm not sure if he's not healthy or what, but they're moving along without him right now.
And the gaps start to be opening
up a little
bit.
Wow, look at this run.
As the run marches right through the gut of the Laker defense, number 3, Nick Perry, puts that head down and continues to march down inside the 40-yard line, down to the 39 of Laker territory. First and 10 for the Redhawks again, and we have an injured player, Cody Brownell, coming off on his own feet, but he's being checked out by the medical staff for Lakers.
Yeah, he got up pretty slow, so they're just being cautious to make sure he is okay. So each team going to be able to talk about this on the sideline. Might be a blessing in disguise for Lakers because Cass City finally got something going. On that last play, you seen the super sophomore Nick Perry fly through the hole. It looked like a 4 or 5 yard gain, and he drags 2 or 3 defenders across the first down marker for even a little more. Looked like somebody I'd see in a tractor pull back in the day. He just dragging people along behind him, and nothing was going to stop him. You know, that little guy has some power to him, Clark.
How much was that for? Was that 20 yards?
I don't know if it was that far, but it was a nice run nonetheless.
13 yards is what our statisticians are saying. Our director of sports information, Doug Cole, coming up from Livonia, Michigan, doing a great job
for
you.
Well, and that's what we pay him for, Clark. Anyways, thank you for that, by the way, Doug. Appreciate that.
Well, of course, you hear me and Dave of call this game, or at least try to call this game, but really the secret to our success are the two that you do not hear on air. That's Kayla Carson, director of social media relations, doing it. Kayla O'Neill.
She got you.
She got me. Kayla O'Neill, not Kayla Carson. First one. Not bad. It took almost 2 weeks to do it.
You're about 9 for 10, so that's not bad at
all. First and 10 for Cass City at the 39-yard line, and this one is a scrum at the line of scrimmage, maybe out to the 37-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile is number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, brought down by James Stork.
And nothing going there as they try to fake it to both Hacker and Perry on that play, and the delayed last backer to get it is Cuthrell, and at that time, Lakers has the line all plugged up. All Cuthrell could do was fall forward for his short gain.
Second and 7, wing T to the right. Erla rolls to his right, looking to pass. Nothing there, lets this one fly downfield.
Perfect
throw.
And
it is caught by Sawyer Cuthrell at the 10-yard line. They've been looking for that one all night, and they finally cash it in from the 37 down to the 10. A 27-yard reception into the hands of Sawyer Cuthrell. Now a first and goal for Cass City inside Lakers red zone.
Mason Erla is having a confusing game, and the reason I say that is because he throws that ball under pressure off his back foot and throws and drops it in between double coverage, and Cathrell goes up and makes a nice catch to bring it down. But that play was all Mason Erla making a perfect throw down the field.
We have come to the end of the third quarter with Lakers still leading 14-0, but Cass City trying to knock on the door for the first time tonight as we enter the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for three decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
On to the final act, fourth quarter. Mason Erla in a handoff to number three, Nick Perry, right up the middle. And Lakers defense ready to meet him at the eight-yard line. Number 44, Bailey Krzyzewski with the leading the attack there into the eight-yard line for a yard gain for the Cass City fans. Offense, excuse me, I don't know what that word was. With 11:40 left in regulation, Cass City trails 14-0.
Yeah, and out of that wing tee, they try a quick hit right to Nick Perry's. They let him run up the middle very quickly, a short gain for him, and now looks like they're going to go to that extended I formation. Brad Hacker comes out, and 25 Perzanowski comes in. He's the middle backer out of those three.
The Maryland I is in effect, and Sawyer Cathrell breaks free down the middle and down to the goal line. Is he in?
They say he's in.
Touchdown,
yes.
Cass City. Sawyer Cathrell from 8 yards out dives and fights his way all the way down to the end zone, gets that football across the barrier, and he's in for score. Cass City's first score of the night. It's Lakers 14, Cass City 6, two-point conversion coming up.
That's the first time after 3 yard gain, Sawyer Cathrell actually could see space instead of Lakers defenders, and that time he's seen one defender. He jukes right, goes left, and gets to the goal line. They stand him up, but he has just enough momentum to cross the end zone line. The extra point now on the way.
Boy, I'm loving all these kicks tonight.
Oh, boy, Dave. What in the world?
Now we have a flag against Cass City. We'll have to check our and it's going to be a two men on the field. Too many men on the field for Cass City. If 11's good, 12 must be better, right?
Well, more is better.
For those keeping score, USA strikes in the third quarter with 4:41 left. Aaron signs in from 6 yards out. Two-point conversion, no good. USA 38, Bad Axe 14 in the third. Extra point coming here for Cass City. The kick is up, and this one has the distance. Is it up? It is good. This is a beautiful kick from number 88 of Cass City, Keith Lounsbury. So it's 7 for Cass City, 14 for Lakers. It's a one-possession ball game with 11:14 left in regulation from Lakers.
Tired of shenanigans and games of chance? Step right up and draw your luck!
Unlike most raffles, Thumb Cellular's 50-50 sale guarantees that everyone's a winner. Not only will you get $50 off any phone, but you also get 50 bonus gigabytes. The Back to School 50-50 sale will let you save money and provide you the data you need to survive at university, college, high school, or wherever life takes you. When you sign a new 4G contract, you gain a bonus 50 gigabyte data bank for the entire length of your contract. Take $50 off the price of the most popular smartphones. like the Samsung Galaxy S6 and the S6 Edge. And it's only from Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.